Eric.
Hey Eric, it's Sam at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Sure.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So yeah, it looks like you had filled out a little web registration to try to get some information on the working capital program. So is that what we were working with?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So just a couple quick questions. I want to make sure everything that we have here is accurate. What is the name of the business that you're with?
The Bensamacon Law Firm, Inc.
Bensamacon Law Firm Inc. Okay. And is that at 20501 Ventura Boulevard, Suite
No, we
130?
do. It was not. We moved in January. Of
Oh, okay. Do you have that new address?
course. 30851 Agora Road, Suite 305, Agora Hills, 91301.
91301. Okay, perfect. Nice. And then, so as far as the structure, are you're incorporated over there? And is it an S corp?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And how long have you been in business for?
Well, let's see, I've been in private practice since 2008, and then the Bensamacon Law Firm, I think I established that one in 2012. Actually, if you
Okay,
want to hang on, I'll
perfect.
tell you exactly when.
Okay.
April 2012.
April 2012 was incorporated. Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. Nice. Well, that does it for the basics. Now, as far as the working capital goes, we do have a variety of different programs. It would kind of depend on what your specific need is. So why don't you tell me kind of what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction here.
Okay. More for refinancing consolidation. I have a line with Cabbage, and I want to replace that with a different line with longer terms. And I have some tax liability that I want to clear up and not pay the IRS their rate. It's pretty
Oh,
much.
I see.
So it's really more for that, and then the balance would be used. I have some new marketing and advertising that I need to do pushed up into the Oxnard Camarillo areas of Ventura.
Okay.
Not so much heavily, not so heavy in LA. LA is pretty saturated,
Sure.
so need to look
Okay.
into those areas. So that's the core of it.
Okay, did you have an idea of how much you were looking for in total?
Cabbage, I think the balance is 35. Actually, I can check real quick on that. Okay, Cabbage, sorry, is 31.6.
Okay.
And the IRS liabilities, I think, are about 40. And the marketing, it's probably about between, like 110, 120, somewhere in the range.
Okay. All right. On the I guess I'm going to try to tackle these one at a time just to get, the full picture here. For the cabbage, the current balance we got 31.6. What was the total amount that you borrowed and what was the term on that?
Well, it's a line. The way it works is I have access to up to 70,000.
Okay.
I've never used all 70,000. The max I think I was ever extended was 52. And then what they do is it's essentially it's every month they take 10% or of the amount you borrowed at the time. Basically, they break it into 10 payments.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, so that's kind of how it does. So basically, if you drew 70,000 on the very first day, you have 10 payments of 7,000 plus interest, whatever.
I gotcha. And are those payments taken monthly?
Yeah. Once a month, directly out of the checking
account. Got it. Okay, perfect. And let's see. Now, as far as the tax liability, so it's about $40,000. Is that from, is it from last year?
No. Well, it's good. No, I paid that last year. I paid the taxes for me. This is for me personally now, not necessarily the law firm.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to have a tax liability. I'm on extension till October.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to have another liability. The one for 2014, I already paid.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So we're not at the point that it's, you know, past due or anything like that, and you want to get the cash so you can pay it off before then?
Exactly.
Okay, perfect, perfect, nice. Okay, so now as far as the marketing and advertising, you think about $120,000 is what you're looking for it?
No, that's the total.
So okay, so maybe 71 between the cabbage and the tax liability, and then including the marketing and advertising in total, looking at about 120.
Altogether 120 max.
Okay,
maybe a little less than 110. You know, depends on if I do radio and print. You know, it's more because radio it's like could be up to 5,000 a month, but you really gotta keep it for 6 months at least. You know, consistently.
Okay. Have you done that sort of marketing before?
Yeah. My primary practice area is bankruptcy, consumer. And so in 2008 and 2009, when I was at first in private practice, you didn't have to do any advertising. Like, you know, word of mouth was enough, but the economy
sure.
was so bad.
Yeah.
I literally had people lined up. Now it's a little different. So I've done some radio in the past, mostly on the Spanish radio. And we had some decent results, but I want to focus on a different geographic area because advertising to the core market in L.A., there's, you know, tens of thousands of attorneys in L.A.
Sure. Sure. Okay. So trying to tap into something that's not as saturated.
Right.
Okay. All right. Do you have any idea how soon you see a return on that sort of advertising?
Sometimes in the past on the radio stuff, if you get two clients out of each month, it kind of pays for itself.
Okay.
But you don't necessarily get that right away. You really have to let it run for like 90 days at least. Usually it's 6 months, but really after the first 90 days, at least you know if you're getting phone calls. And a lot of it also is the time of the ads. You know, some radio stations, they'll do a package where you get, 12 spots a day, but some of them are like 3 a.m. and
mm-hmm.
Those don't really
work less than others.
Yeah. Those are irrelevant.
Okay. All right. And then how about, how soon were you looking to get the funds in place? What's the timeline that we're working with?
I don't really have to worry about the taxes for another couple months. I'd just rather have it all done. And I mean, the return's done. I could file it at any point. I just don't want to do it until I know I'm completely covered on the liability side. So,
okay.
I mean, it could be, a week, two, three, four, tomorrow, whatever.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. All right. So now just a couple questions to see kind of where we're going to fall in. What do you do for your top line revenue? So for gross annual sales?
Let's see. I can tell you real quick. So 2014. Hang on. I'm opening the actual return and tell you.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Let's see, where is it? Tax returns are so long. Skip through. Probably missed it. Okay. Current year, so 2014, gross receipts were $505,329.
Okay, perfect. And do you have any idea what you're tracking for this year? Are you about the same? Are you up? Are you down?
For 2016, I'm not sure. And then let me see if I can see if I have the 2015 numbers. No, that's still. I don't have the final ones yet from the. I mean, well, I have my personal. Oh, wow. It's probably closer to four.
Okay.
It's a little, you know, that's part of the need to do the additional advertising and marketing.
Okay. All right. And then how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What's it look like?
It's not great. Yeah, it's not great. We had some really slow months, and so that affected a lot of things.
Okay. All right. Now, usually, typically for the working capital programs, personal credit, it's only a small factor. It's primarily based on the sales of the business. So what we'll do is we'll take a look at the most recent 6 months of your bank statements to see the cash flow. Do you see any, like, a seasonal aspect to it, you know, since, I don't know, you, being a bank, you know, primary bankruptcy consumers, do you see kind of like an influx around tax season, or what's it look like?
No, not really. Most people, so I think, well, I don't know. The thing is this, tax debt and tax liability generally isn't dischargeable in bankruptcy. So a lot of people, if that's their core problem, they don't really need bankruptcy. So the consumer bankruptcies, and I do corporate in Chapter 11s too, but the consumer debt is mostly credit card, medical bills, stuff like that. And those are really on seasonal, but just whenever they get to an extreme.
Sure, that makes sense.
Generally, the winter months are the worst, the slowest. So like from November through the end, you know, maybe through the end of January.
Okay.
It's always very slow. And that's, you know, a lot of people get through the holidays, start the new year, and then they just, you know, make a decision if they want to go forward or not, or, you know, what they're going to do.
Sure.
So I think that's when you'll see the typical slowdowns.
Okay. So how about the past, maybe, let's say the past 3 months, how has business been? Have sales been good or stronger than usual?
Yeah, no, about the same. I think we probably do $30,000 to $35,000 a month in deposits.
Oh, okay. Perfect. That helps. Because like I said, what we're going to do to determine the amount that you're eligible for is we're going to look at those most recent months of the cash flow and then, you know, kind of go from there. There are a few different factors that go into it, but primarily the cash flow for the recent months is going to determine how much we're able to get you. Now, with the existing loans through Cabbage, for that, usually what we do is we have two options. The first is what we call a payoff loan, and it sounds like that's what we're looking for here, where we get you approved for a larger amount, and then, you know, when we fund the loan, we would pay off that entire balance of the Cabbage loan, and then you would net the remaining amount on the approval. So with that, we need to have, with the balance for Cabbage at $31,000, we would probably need an approval for at least $60,000 to get a payoff loan. But we're shooting for much higher than that. I'll shoot for the largest possible, and then we'll kind of work from there. Now, the other option, if that large approval isn't available to us right away, and that can vary depending on what the cash flow looks like. We won't know until we actually take a look at it. But if that's not there, then our second option would be to do what's called a second position loan, where we would be able to give you, it's not a full payoff loan, but it would be enough to get you started for the tax liability and the marketing, and then set you up on a term that, you know, kind of matches up with what you're looking for on a return for the marketing. And then once you get midway into that term, you'd be eligible for refinancing. where you usually get a much larger approval amount because you're an existing returning customer. At that point, we would be able to do a full payoff loan. But for the time being, I just want to kind of game plan with you, let you know what I'm thinking on my end. For the time being, first, we're going to shoot for that larger approval and hopefully do this all in one swoop. If it's not there, we will have a couple options that we can go over to see if it makes sense as well, though.
Okay, you have my email address?
Let me see here. I have eric@eblawfirm.us.
Yeah, so if you shoot me a quick email, then I'll reply and I'll attach, what do you want, the last 6 months statements?
Yeah, so it's going to be, I'll send an application that I need from you, and then I'll need the last 6 months of the business bank statements and the most recent tax return. So if you don't have 2015 finished yet, we can do 2014 with the 2015 extension.
Okay, you got it.
And then also, Eric, do you accept credit cards as payments from your...
We do. We just got that set up a few months ago. And I think I've had one transaction. So the trick is, though, for bankruptcy clients, we can't accept credit card. They can pay with debit card.
Oh, I see.
They can't pay with credit card legally because they're about to wipe that all out.
Sure. So credit's not really an option for them, yeah.
Right. But we do other types of cases. So we do have it set up for other clients or corporate clients. So we do accept them, but we don't have a big volume.
Okay. Well, in that case, let's not worry about it for now. Let's go off of just the bank statements and the tax return. So I'll send you the email. On the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. But I'll attach the application and I'll have a list of what I need from you. Go ahead, fill it out, get it back to me. As soon as I get it in, it usually takes me about 24 hours to get the answer on what options we have available.
Okay.
All right. Do you think you'd be able to get that back to me today, or what kind of timeline are you looking at?
Yeah, I'll do it this morning. I'll have it in a couple hours.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead. I will shoot the email over right now. And like I said, you have my information on there. So if you have any questions about anything on it, go ahead, give me a call.
I will. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Eric.